If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Joel Corey is here. Joel, it is good to talk with you, man. Happy New Year. Appreciate you jumping on the show with us today. Before we ask you about this Kirk Cousins thing, you've been in the game a long time. Any thoughts on the Harbaugh firing?
I'm surprised, but not surprised. When you are the preseason Super Bowl favorite and you underachieve to the point where you have a losing record and have to rely on a last-minute field goal to even make the playoffs, then you can lose your job. This team tries to win Super Bowls, not just make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Harbaugh's blown more double-digit leads over the past 5 years than any coach in the NFL and hasn't really been able to get over the hump since he beat his brother in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, big guy, you're our man. You are our Shell answer man, Joel. Like, literally, when we got questions about this stuff, you're the expert. The Falcons move some money around. They basically take Kirk Cousins' salary right now down next to nothing for this year. Just does your spidey sense to you feel this is simply going to be a post-June 13th cut or post – is it June 6th? I always get the dates wrong. Either way, is Kirk Cousins gone here in Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, he's gone. The reason you make this maneuver – is for a post-June 1 designation. The Saints did the exact same thing 2 years ago with Michael Thomas. Last year, the 49ers did it with Javon Hargrave. Because he's got the salary guarantee of $10 million, you weren't going to be able to cut him before the league year started and take all the acceleration sooner rather than later because the guarantee would move into the 2025 league year. This transaction actually took place before the final regular season game because under the CBA, in order to use a post-June 1 designation, you can't make any modifications to a contract after the last regular season game. So this was done before the Falcons played the Saints.
Joel Corey, our guest, guys, capologist, former agent, writes for CBS Sports, and we love taking these opportunities to pick his brain a little bit when these situations play out because Falcon fans are like, okay, it gives the Falcons some flexibility, but Joel, you know, this idea, and it's just that he would be willing to, you know, come back and under a new restructured deal, even if they were to cut him, you're saying no way in hell.
No, because here's one of the reasons he did it. You squatted on his rights last year when he wanted out.
Right.
So you're not able to do it now by the way they've structured it because he's going to have that massive guarantee hit the books on the for 2027, hit the books on the third day of the 2026 league year. That ensures he's gone. Your benefit is you get $32.9 million of immediate cap relief. If you've done nothing with his contract and you were still going to use a post-U1 designation on him, you would have been carrying what was a $35 million base salary on the books until June 2nd. That would have been removed at that point. The $10 million roster bonus is never being removed because that's fully guaranteed. That already stays there. So it wasn't going to affect your dead money, ultimately, for post-U1 designation, whether done without this maneuver or not. It's still going to be 22.5 in 26 and then 12.5 in 27. But you get the immediate cap flexibility now because you got a little over $300 million in cap commitments for 2026. And you got, I think, like 38 players under contract. The top 51 count against the cap. And the cap is going to be probably between $300 and $305 million for the 2026 league year.
Right. It's like it's more than a cost of living increase, it seems, every year. It's just a rocket ship to the moon.
Yeah, when I say you had $30 million in cap commitments, that was prior to this maneuver. So that gives you the extra room.
Cap expert Joel Corey, guys, if you're just tuning in, he says that the Kirk Cousins restructuring was already in the works, and in his estimation, he's gone. So there's no, he doesn't think that's going to mean anything about Kirk finding no action and traction in the free agent market and coming back for a better deal. He's gone. Speaking of contracts, do you tag Kyle Pitts, who's been like a lightning rod in this town, Joel? He's so good when he's on, but it's so infrequent that he's on. So what do you do with Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, I'd be a little leery of someone who doesn't do anything since his rookie year and then all of a sudden plays great in a contract year. I don't know if the new regime is going to want him. That's the question. We don't know who's the new head coach, who's the GM, what do they think. The tag is going to be a little over $15 million, depending upon where the cap comes in. He's got David Mulligetta as an agent who also represents Micah Parsons, a whole bunch of safeties in the NFL. I suspect he's looking north of T.J. Hockenson, who is the third highest paid tight end at $16.5 million per year. But I would be a little leery of Pitts just because he disappeared for 3 years.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, a question from our listeners, and we've been talking about this because, you know, Terry Fontenot was our general manager, obviously let go on Monday. We think that decision was probably, you know, made before the actual announcement. But people are saying, well, we didn't have a GM. Who the hell made this decision on Kirk Cousins? Joe, how does that work in front offices? Because you've got capologists, you've got people who are aware of these contracts and situations, even if you are firing your general manager, right?
Yeah, well, the cap guy can be a constant. Chris Olsen's the cap guy. The guy that he replaced, Nick Pope, survived multiple regime changes. Mm-hmm. Nick Polk was there so long that he did Michael Vick's big contract and all of Matt Ryan's contracts.
Wow.
So this is Chris Olsen's domain, so he had a lot to do with recommending that they do this type of maneuver.
Talking with our guy, he's our cap man, Joel Corey, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Just throw another name at you because he's a guy that we love, but he seems like he might be a luxury item, especially the way you described our cap situation. That's Tyler Allgeier. He's now going to be a free agent. You think he'll find a pretty robust market because he's a solid piece? He has been a 1,000-yard rusher in the league.
Yeah, I don't want to be here if I'm him because, yeah, Bijan Robinson, I want to go someplace where I can be what I thought I was going to be after I had 1,000 yards in my rookie year. If I have to do a one-year prove-it deal to show that I can reestablish myself as a lead back, I'll do that. I don't think you have him back next year.
Right.
As you look around the league, Joel, and, you know, it's crazy because you talk about the cap going up and how it's affecting teams. I've always said, you know, with teams' ability to maneuver the cap, when does it really come into play? Like, seriously, a few years ago, I think it was 2020, Mike, when we were cap-strapped because of Matt Ryan.
Well, like the Saints every year.
Well, it feels that way. And, you know, you're kicking the can down the road to say, hey, we're going to restructure. And then at some point, that comes to play. But it just feels like for most of the NFL, they are able to maneuver this and move the money around, and it really doesn't hurt teams as much as we think it does. Or does it?
It comes into play when you make a bad contract decision with someone like Miami with Tua.
Okay.
Right.
They're going to have $99.2 million of dead money to cut him conventionally.
Wow.
It'll be 67.4 if you use a post-June 1 designation. His trade value is limited. Who's going to want that contract based on how he played with his injury history? But you're right that after the pandemic, the Saints had to clear about $100 million of cap commitments, were able to do that, and then some. Kind of shows you that you can maneuver around it. It's now coming back to haunt the Saints. They kick the can down the road every year because they kept doing that with aging players, and they're going to have significant dead money for older guys like Taysom Hill, DeMario Davis, and Cam Jordan.
We're going into the last year of Drake London, so he gets his contract extension. We were surprised he didn't get it like was it Garrett Wilson got it in New York
early, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do that one either. He's going to want north of Garrett Wilson type money. Now, you have an interesting dilemma. You're able to do Bijan Robinson now because he's gone through three regular seasons. He's now extension eligible, but Drake London is a year ahead of him.
Right.
So I would think Drake London is higher in the pecking order.
Yeah.
But I want to get Bijan Robinson done as soon as possible because the longer you wait to sign great players or Pro Bowl caliber players, the more it's going to cost you in the long run.
Yeah, and we're talking about what's the running McCaffrey's what, 25 a year, somewhere around there?
No, the top is Saquon Barkley at 20.6. McCaffrey's at 19.
Okay.
But you're going to set the run.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Running back market with Bijan Robinson. That's got to be a given.
For sure. We got to run. Hey, great work. Great job, as always, filling us in on the information we need. Joel Corey, follow him, guys. He does a terrific job. Joel, thanks so much for stopping by, man, and we'll talk soon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.